Hey Diary, it is currently 11:08 p.m. I'm just sitting in my room painting my nails, and I don't know. I've been wanting to make an audio diary entry for a long time, just the past couple of days, because life sucks right now, and I just needed to say some things. I know a few days ago I recorded something to post, but the audio ended up being an hour long. Jesus, I couldn't even listen, because usually I listen to my audios just to, you know, I don't edit them at all. I just listen to them just to hear how I sound. I just couldn't muster up the courage, because it was just a very, very deep and personal audio diary again. You know, nothing unusual. But I talked about my relationship. I felt like that was very, a little too personal for, this kind of platform. Today wasn't a very good day for me. I won't go into any sort of detail about what happened, but I expected it to happen, just not that. I had it coming. I mean, that's all I'm really gonna say. It is making me want to move away from Reddit and all these different, you know, I love posting on Reddit. It gives me confidence in a way, you know. I'm sorry, I'm so distracted. My mind is going like a million miles per hour, and I can only say so much. I don't know. Somehow I always find a way to screw up my life even more, even when I think things are going back on track. I always find a way to mess something up and ruin my own life, I guess. But today, yeah, wasn't very great. I just waited too long to bring something up with someone, and it just came, you know, crashing down. And you know when you were going to say something, or I don't know if I'm being too vague to make this a relatable situation, but you know when you wait too long to say it, and to say something, and that thing comes up anyway, and you end up beating yourself up for not bringing it up earlier? I don't know if that's relatable at all, but that's something that happened to me today, and it was something very serious, that I, you know, I had an obligation to myself and to the other person to bring it up earlier. And in a way, I'm relieved it came out, because I was really taking my time, you know, to bring it up. And it was eating at me. I was anxious all the time. Like, I don't think I can, you know, I blame, you know, things going on in my life with anxiety and the panic attacks I've been having for the past, I'd say, 2 or so weeks. But it has honestly just been keeping things and just letting things fester for no reason at all, just because of my own fears, when I don't think I should put my fears before cluing people into what's going on, you know, communicating with another person. So I apologize for the vagueness. Again, I'm not really in the mood to get into it right now, or ever, really, because it's between me and the other person. But otherwise, things have just been stagnant in my life. I don't have any pain. I don't suspect I'll have too much pain for a long time now. Sorry, I yawned. I've been trying to I don't have any classes anymore. I'm spending my time laying in bed thinking about all the things that I've done wrong in my life, all the things that I probably will mess up in my life, you know, just everything. And it causes me so much anxiety, and I just, oh God, I'd rather just end it all. It sounds so, you know, blunt and, you know, almost like I'm joking, but I am. I tell you that I really need help. I need help. Life is getting so... And I feel so ridiculous for saying that because I know my life could be worse, but I hate comparing myself to some other weird... It's not weird. That's not what I'm trying to say. I don't want to compare my life to anyone else's. I don't want to compare my life to some abstract thought of how life, you know, a harder life than mine. I don't think that's the point of letting yourself, actually go through your emotions and validating your feelings. I don't think that's fair to do to myself. I want to be able to sit and say that my life is very tough right now, and I feel like, you know, I'm a very, very emotional person. I take things, you know, it's weird because I know I don't offend easily, but I take things to heart, if that makes any sense at all. I am aware of my emotions as much as I really let them, you know, I really let my emotions control me. Which is the weird part. It's kind of counterintuitive, being aware of your emotions but still letting them control you and determine your the things you do, I guess, for lack of a better word. I don't know what the point of this diary and oh yes I do that I'm gonna stop posting. I don't think I'm gonna say forever, but it, God knows if it's gonna be forever. I'll miss it a lot, but right now I think I need to steer clear of, you know, this behavior of mine. I've been, I don't know who I told. And I told some people about, you know, why, you know, a lot of people ask me, let me just say this, sorry. A lot of people ask me why I post on Reddit, you know, why post your nudes, why show off your body like this, you know, you must be really confident, you know, whatever. To me, it started off, don't know if I mentioned this, but I started, I'm still young, but, you know, I knew I wanted to explore my sexuality. As soon as I turned 18, I knew I was gonna, you know, that's obviously I'd be legal and everything. I'd, you know, have no setbacks doing so. I was a very sexual person. I wasn't necessarily afraid to express myself sexually, especially online where I knew it was anonymous. No one knew me. I'm a very shy person in real life. How I express myself, convey myself, I'm very timid and soft-spoken. But when I'm online, I'm like this whole other person. It really allows me to explore, you know, things that I would normally suppress. So exploring my sexuality online, oh God, easiest thing I've ever done. Started off with camming and meeting guys online and finding regular people that I would actually, you know, put it bluntly, just, you know, help get off. I wouldn't necessarily do it myself until I started. Well, I guess I did. It wasn't always my goal. My goal was always to get another person off. It started off as more exhibition, exploring my kinks that way. You know, I would meet people that had certain fantasies, had certain kinks that they wanna that they wanted to, you know, kind of play off even on cam. So I started exploring that way. It really helped boost how confident I came across. Not necessarily that I was confident. I was always shy. I was always kind of timid. I didn't want to show too much on camera. I would always hide, you know, parts of my body that I did not want people to see, unless I was really, really comfortable and I saw that person regularly. So I have a very, very selective, I feel. There are only certain things that I was comfortable with at the time. It progressed, obviously. I started buying toys. I started playing more with people, more with my regular people. And I kept on that for quite a while, actually. Then I started, well, it was only a couple months ago that I, you know, I realized that Reddit's community for, you know, people posting themselves and real people, instead of just like regular porn, I realized that that was a thriving, you know, that was a thriving community, or the community is really, to put yourself into. So I explored that a couple months ago. I don't remember exactly when I started, around November, I believe. So not long ago at all. And it was different, obviously, than one-on-one, because I'm not gonna say everyone, but lots of people wanted you at once. When you're doing solo things, and when I was looking for solo people, you're meeting them one at a time, you're developing a relationship one at a time, and you're putting in your energy that way. Reddit was taking up, you know, more energy, I felt, because now you're looking to please many people. You're not learning, you know, little quirks about one person and finding, you know, fine-tuning your show, quote-unquote show, to one person and putting your energy into just those things. Now you're, you know, expanding your horizons. You're doing things that you've probably never done before. Not to say that I haven't, you know, there are things on Reddit that I haven't done before. Actually, there have been. I've shown, believe it or not, posting on Reddit is eventually, at least in comparison to some of the people that I cammed with, was most that I showed some people. Even though I'm clothed in most of my, you know, pictures. So I have come a long way. It's pushing my my boundaries, really, constantly trying to find ways to make things interesting, even with my boundaries, even with my limits. And it has evolved to, of course, my goal was always to please another person, but ever since I found Reddit, it's been pleasing everyone. And it's a lot of pressure. Not to say I don't enjoy it. I, of course, enjoy it. But, I don't know. I feel like my initial goals of, like, I'm not even going to try to say that word right now. But, you know, showing myself off and, I don't know. It's kind of blurred the lines of what I wanted to do. Which is explore my sexuality, you know. I feel like, you know, it's almost become a job now. I'm expected to do so. And it's fun. It's still fun. I still have fun with it, or I had fun with it so much. You know, I want to please people. That is something that is part of exploring my sexuality. It's helping people get off. I don't necessarily get off to it, you know, physically, but to turn on, you know, in that way. Anyway, I'm just saying that, you know, throughout my, or let me say, shortly before being able to express my sexuality, there are some people that came into my life that distorted my view of what exploring my sexuality meant. I won't say I was groomed necessarily, but I met someone that changed my view on what it means to express myself, of they made me feel like I was only valued, you know, I would only be valued for one thing, or that I was only meant to be valued in one way. And it wasn't that they saw me, you know, in that way. They didn't sexualize me, but they sort of implanted this idea that that was all I would be good for if I went that route, you know. And, you know, I expressed to them, I opened up to them, this is how I want to move forward, that this is important to my exploration and feeling good about myself, because they are also someone that didn't make me feel good about myself. They were someone that put me down constantly every time I tried to, you know, express myself, open up to something, open up about something, you know, let them into my life. They would constantly find ways to make me feel less than I am. And, you know, when I brought up the fact of I want to be able to express my sexuality, I want to be another person online, like, I don't want to have to hold this within myself. You know, they distorted my view on what it meant to do that, to be free with myself. And I began to attach this very toxic idea of, you know, finding my worth, you know, my expression of my sexuality. So I feel like it just became a point of, I defined myself by whether someone wanted me in this way. And I rely on showing myself off and posting myself off to boost my self-esteem, because it's not there otherwise. You know, people can praise me for so many different things and, you know, love me for so many different reasons and admire me for tons of other different reasons. But personally, I felt like, you know, for a long time, I've really only valued myself through another person's eyes, especially sexually. And this person that came into my life quite a while ago, when I was around 13 or 14, and it was, you know, it was a critical part of, you know, a teenager finding who they are. And I depended a lot on this person for not only things that were sexual, but just a lot of different things. Around that time, let me tell you, this was my... I don't want to get into the story, and I don't, I'm like debating whether I say this, but I met that person when I was around 13, 14. My grandfather died 2014, so I was 14. You know, some stuff happened, you know, my family got together for my grandfather's funeral, and I don't know, it was around that time that I was sexually assaulted. That was a rough time, because I had, you know, of course I didn't express to this person that I wanted to explore my sexuality at 14. Obviously, it came after, because I had known this person for years this time. But I would remember that they would always bring up that incident of my sexual assault to remind me that this is the only thing that you should be valued for, right? Now, they wouldn't say it like that, but, you know, that was always their main point. I have never told anyone this, ever. I've never told anyone this one before, so, I mean, I doubt people I know personally will listen to this, but I was sexually assaulted again a few years later. It was worse than the one I was... It was worse than when I was assaulted in 2014. Much worse. And at this point, I had tried to, I had tried to distance myself from this person, you know, that had, you know, really convinced me that I wasn't worth anything other than my body. When I was assaulted for the second time, Only thing I could think of was, you know, I deserve it, right? A lot of people who are assaulted feel that way. I know that. There are moments where I still blame myself. I know better at this point. I know I'm not defined by my body or what I can offer sexually. I know that. Can't really help how you feel, though, or what someone has essentially manipulated you to believe, right? I know that now. But, posting myself on Reddit, it's a very weird relationship that I have with it, because it is a constant reminder that I'm feeding into that, to that belief, you know, that all I have to offer is my body. That being said, I don't know, posting on Reddit, camming, I don't cam with people anymore, but, you know, all the things that I used to do, I would do because I truly enjoyed. No one forced me to do that. No one has ever forced me to, actually, honestly, debatable. You know, there's some absolutely awful guys out there that, even though you express these are things that you don't want to do, they would, you know, clearly have their dicks out or something like that. I don't know. Interesting situations that arise from doing these things online. Anyway, that's not the point. I forgot what the point was. But, you know, though, I never did those things because I felt forced or that, I don't know, anyone was pushing me to do that. Again, I had always wanted to express my sexuality in this way, but now, you know, ever since I was really pushed to believe that this was all I had to offer by someone I thought I trusted, it's hard now to feel like I'm doing it by my own accord and not just feeding into, you know, my subconscious. Actually, but there are moments where I catch myself, where I, you know, I stop myself and I ask myself, like, am I doing this because, you know, I truly, you know, don't care for myself other than how people think of me, you know? Like, there are moments where I actually sit and think, like, why am I doing this? Like, why am I so dependent? There are moments now in my life where things are so hard that I cave into these destructive behaviors. Isn't that, like, a symptom of depression or something? I don't know. I'm not saying I have, you know, I'm not trying to self-diagnose here. I'm just saying, like, these are behaviors that, you know, these are self-destructive behaviors. Like, am I feeding into my own mental illness? Like, I don't know where the origins of these are. Like, did I really always want to express myself like this? Did I really want that for myself? Or am I just, or if it's, is it just this, you know, self-fulfilling prophecy of me, I don't know, you know, like, does that make sense? So, you know, all of that ramble was saying that I've always had this weird relationship with exploring this part of who I am, because it is who I am. I feel like it is part of who I am. I'm someone that I can say I like showing off online. I do. There is some pleasure that I gain from it. But at this point, you know, there are things that I really have to think over. Like, is this really for me? Am I trying to prove a point or something? Honestly, it's so hard to say. But what makes me worried that it is some kind of, like, are you just, like, I'm feeding into, you know, these notions that I'm only worth, you know, my body, is that when I am severely depressed, when I'm severely anxious, when something happens in my life that triggers me, when I'm having like panic attacks every like 12 hours, when that happens, I spiral out of control. I do things I regret the next day. And I plummet into this like overly sexual journey of I post myself online, you know, people have probably noticed an increase. Well, I don't know if anyone has noticed an increase in posting videos, increase of doing, you know, saying things I probably wouldn't say or probably wouldn't insinuate, if I wasn't, you know, over the edge. I don't know if that made any sense, but when I'm overly anxious, overly depressed, when I'm feeling so many things at once, I cave into my sexual habits like 1,000 times more. Get into the habit of posting every single day when otherwise I wouldn't. It's like something that I need to prove to myself that I'm alive. I don't know. Like it's a very toxic relationship that I have with posting myself. And again, I want to reiterate that this is something that I enjoy, but there are moments where I get ahead of myself and I'm no longer doing it for the enjoyment, if that makes sense. Like I will always, this is something that I do enjoy, but it's like, you know, I don't want to liken it to any sort of addiction because it's definitely not the same. And I do not want to bring someone who's actually struggling, you know, with things with like, I guess my own has, I don't want to diminish the value, I don't want to diminish the experiences that I'm going through because it is very tough and it is very, it strains a lot of relationships that I have. But it's like an addiction. People drink to, you know, they indulge in drinking because, you know, they at some point it is only enjoyable, but they, you know, they reach a point where although it is, you know, used to be an enjoyable thing, they are abusing it and they're using it more than they need to because, and now it just scratches an itch. Like now I am dependent on it, you know, now you're dependent on alcohol to even function. And I reached this point a long time, I won't say long time ago, because again, I'm only 19, but I reached this point relatively quickly where I realized that it was beyond the enjoyment. Like, don't get me wrong, I enjoyed taking pictures. I will say it a million times again to post online. But at this, there are moments where I catch myself knowingly taking a picture that this is no longer something that I only enjoy. I actually need this to figure out who I am. It's blurring the lines of, you know, all my personalities. Like, it sucks. Like, I try to make conversation with someone. You don't have no idea how much time it takes up to take a couple pictures and, you know, try to post them. It actually takes time, especially when I take a whole bunch and I want to post it to a bunch of different subreddits. It takes time out of my day, believe it or not, to upkeep a profile and all this kind of stuff. And sometimes all I have done with my day is take pictures and watch Netflix. And when someone asks me, like, what do you do, you know, to pass the time? Most of my day has been taking pictures and making sure they're okay and retaking them, blah, blah, blah. Like, is that a hobby? Or is that a full-time job? Like, that's so fucking... People say, like, okay, get paid for it, you know, make an OnlyFans. And I feel like if I added money into the mix, it would have just spiraled completely more out of control. If, 'cause I don't, you know, I lost my job because of coronavirus. I'm pretty sure I said so. One of them had two jobs. I was fired. Not fired. I just, you know, contract was over. Wasn't renewed. But, like, I don't have a job right now. I could use that money. I'm at home now, so I'm not desperate. I'm lucky enough because of that. But, you know, like, if I had added money into the mix, which I did think, and I actually have an OnlyFans account that is completely inactive. So I almost fell into that hole. But I stopped myself because I knew it wouldn't have been good for me. Anyway, this is a very sidetracked audio diary. I don't even know what I've said. I know I opened up to some very deep things that are almost making me not want to post this. But I think I'm just trying to explain, you know, the relationship I've developed with post, you know, exploring my sexuality online. Oops, I'm so sorry. It's a plethora of things that have added into why I know I shouldn't have been doing this for so long. You know, when I got into the relationship I'm in right now with my boyfriend, he knew I posted from the very start. In fact, we met each other shortly before I even started posting. I only started posting. He was full aware of me posting. He would regularly check out my stuff. But he still, you know, does. So I'm not hiding that. That's not something I hide. But, and it was, you know, something that he was okay with because he knew I was his. He never saw it as a threat to, you know, him losing me. And I would never, this is something I can completely separate. My sexual exploration, I have spent, you know, again, I have, I don't want to gas myself, I guess, but I've mastered the art of separating my sexual exploration with my, you know, romantic investments, I'd say. I haven't had many romantic investments, but there are people that, you know, I have, you know, talked to. I won't necessarily say date, but, you know, on, I guess, things that would have flourished, I wanted to say another word. That would have, I guess, just become relationships where I could clearly distinguish the feelings or lack thereof in a sexual encounter, which I just did to explore my sexuality and have fun with, and my, you know, romantic interests. I can easily do that. It's day and night for me. It's completely different. So with me and him, I was happy that I could still explore my sexuality and be with him, even in a sexual way, and have it be completely distinct scenarios. Like, I've never mixed, I guess, work with, you know, my romantic life. Never a thing for me. And, you know, that's always a tricky thing to navigate, you know, being, you know, someone that posts online and a relationship. It's something that demands, you know, a lot of communication. There are times where I, you know, messed up a little bit. I won't go into detail, but it's nothing, you know. There are times where he would notice something that he wasn't, necessarily, you know, on board with. And I would stop because I respect the boundaries of our relationship. But besides the romantic relationship, you know, as I said before, when I get into these anxious, depressed moods, I resort to sexual exploration. And, oh God, like, it's a dangerous path to go on, like, to walk on. Because how, you know, my sexual exploration, again, is separate from my romantic interest, if you get my gist. Do you know how, oh God, sometimes I believe I don't deserve to be in a relationship because it is hard to steer off those habits. I have never been in a relationship before my current boyfriend. I have, but that was at a point where I wasn't actively camming or posting, you know, before, just shortly before my boyfriend too, had been with someone that was serious or getting to be serious. But, you know, this sexual exploration thing didn't really apply to our relationship, I guess. But, I don't know, it's when I think back, like, I don't want to have Reddit be my outlet anymore. I'm so tired, of having that. Like, why can't I just be a normal person without any problems? But I'm telling you, like, again, this person that completely ruined my fucking life, completely shredded my self-esteem into nothing, you know, made me believe I was less than. Like, he would gaslight me to no end, and it wasn't even a romantic relationship, it was a toxic friend. I can't even call him my friend at this point, and it was the most manipulative, toxic person I have ever met. And you know that slow, steady, toxic relationship where you can't even pinpoint when it became toxic is only after the fact that you realized that it had been awful from the very start, and you ignored all the red flags. Because again, I was young. I was 13. I didn't know any better. I relied on this guy to tell me, you know, what my life was. I had gone through 2 sexual assaults while I knew him. And every time he told me that, you know, you deserve that. You know, it's like he had prophesied my life, if that's a word. It's like he had spoken into existence even before it happened. And it really led me to believe that this was, there was no other way that this could happen. Like, it had to happen eventually, you know. And it feeds into my relationship with, I don't know, I'm repeating myself a whole bunch, and this audio is becoming insanely long and repetitive. I'm just saying, like, this, I need a break, or at least, you know, I want to tell myself that it's permanent, because it's more and more apparent as time goes on that my relationship with it has become completely tainted. As time goes by, it lost its spark a while ago. Of course, it was always fun, still is, which is why I'm, you know, saying that it's temporary when it should be permanent. I don't know. I don't think I could even bring myself to come back, even when I take this break, son, if I'm not gonna post anymore. I deleted the posts that I would have posted today. I don't know. It's over. It's over. We'll see. I still want to be able to use my audio diary. So I'm just going to take a moment. I hate reflecting on my life because I do it every day. It's a very anxious person. I can never stop thinking about the way I've screwed up my entire life until this point. It's so tough to say goodbye to something that I've always, you know, depended on. But I think it's necessary at this point. It's like, I don't know. It was fun while it lasted, though. We'll see. And to all of you who have listened, I'm not going to I deleted Reddit earlier today just to get it out of my face because I was going through it so much. I re-downloaded it now just to post this. So to whoever is listening, whoever listened to this like 40-minute long audio, seriously, thank you. I love when people reach out to me. I absolutely love to know that people are listening to me. I don't think any I can't even express how grateful I am for that. You know how, you can only imagine how it feels to speak into a void, where I know I have thousands of followers, but some people are taking the time to listen to something that was, you know, completely optional. Someone looks right into my life. There's no filter here. I just talk and talk and talk and repeat myself, whatever. I'm so grateful for you, whoever's listening. I love you. I love you a lot. God, it means the world to me. But it's about time I move away from this. It's about time that I find my worth in something else in the time being. Because, I don't know, I'm getting into another talk, but, you know, I was a reader. I was a writer. And such a passionate, and I will say I was a good one. I was an amazing writer. If there's one thing I was ever praised for the most in my life were my writing skills. Family, friends, teachers, anyone that I have ever met that has read my writing has commended me for it. I can write. I can do things with my life, and I don't know. I guess it's just a mixture of other things going on in my life, but exploring my sexuality has taken precedence over everything. And I miss writing. I miss reading. I miss creating. And I'm going to take the rest of lockdown to go back to my roots, I think. I'm just so fucking done defining myself by, you know, how good my tits look in a video, if my ass looks all right. It's fucking insane how I led myself to that. Anyway, before I get into it, again, thanks for listening. Might not be the last you hear from me, but I need some time. I mean, it probably won't be, but yeah, you get the gist. Give me some time. I'll be all right. Anyway, bye, Darry.